Hi, everybody. Jimmy Z and the Jimmy Z Show. It is Easter weekend, and I think we should first acknowledge Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And though I have done Easter programs in the past, that was when I was doing a full week of shows, Monday through Friday, and then over the weekend, I would do an Easter special. So I'm not going to do that this time, because there are many things I want to talk about on the political and social issues front. But what I am going to do is play for you a clip from Joel Osteen. This was from a couple of years ago. He had a great Easter message, and this was the centerpiece. Happy Easter, everyone.
They put Jesus in the tomb on Friday, thinking that it was over. I'm sure Satan and all of his forces were having a big party, celebrating their victory. But I can imagine in the midst of their celebration, they hear some footsteps starting to get closer and closer. They see this person coming, can't figure out who it is. Everyone is accounted for. He walks with an authority like they've never seen before. His eyes are like fire. His hair is white as wool. His face radiates with a brilliance so bright that it forces them to turn away. Jesus crashes their party. Says, I've got a big announcement to make. I'm back. He said, you thought you got rid of me, but it was all a part of my plan to redeem mankind. You didn't take my life. I gave it away. The battle of the ages took place. Right versus wrong. Light versus darkness. Jesus versus Satan. It was no match. Jesus crushed Satan's head and totally defeated him. The scripture says he paralyzed him and rendered him powerless. It looked dark on Friday. It looked like it was over, but on Sunday morning, it was a different story. The grave couldn't hold Jesus in. He came bursting out and he said, I am he that lives. I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. By the way, one more thing. I got the keys to death and hell. He came out with all power. And then he turned right around in Luke 10:19 and said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. The same power he had, he gave to us. Now you and I have all power. It's resurrection power. One scripture says that Jesus brought Satan to naught. Another word for naught is zero. When thoughts of fear, worry, intimidation come, instead of dwelling on them, getting worried, discouraged, just give the enemy the zero sign. Remind him that he has no power over you. When you do it, learn to look down. That's where he is, under your feet. The thought says, you'll never get out of that problem. Zero sign. God always causes me to triumph. You'll never accomplish your dreams. Zero sign. I can do all things through Christ. Your family will never get back on the right track. Zero sign. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You'll never get married. You're too old. Zero sign. No good thing will God withhold because I walk uprightly. Here's one we all hear. You've made too many mistakes. Zero sign. God's mercy is bigger than any mistake. Remind the enemy of his defeat. John chapter 20. Peter went to the empty tomb and he saw the burial cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head, folded up, neatly placed over to the side. It was away from the other burial cloths. Why did Jesus think it necessary to fold that cloth? He was sending a message to the Jewish people. In that day, if you went to dinner at a Jewish home and you enjoyed the dinner, enjoyed the company, the food was good, the people were nice, the tradition was to take that cloth napkin, crumple it up, and leave it on the seat. That sent a message that you appreciated the dinner and you would be back again. But if in any way you felt insulted, disrespected, the people weren't courteous, the food wasn't good, you would take that cloth napkin, carefully fold it up, and neatly place it back on the dinner table. When Jesus arose from the grave, he knew many Jews would come to the tomb looking for him. He took time to fulfill this very common and well understood tradition. He took that cloth that was wrapped around his head. He very carefully folded it up and placed it over to the side. He was saying, I wasn't treated right. I was disrespected, put to shame, humiliated, and I will never come back to this tomb again. I defeated the enemy once and for all. I died for the sins of the world once and for all. He was saying, it is finished. The price has been paid. The sacrifice has been made. Our enemy has been eternally defeated. We have nothing to fear.
I'm Jimmy Z, and this is my show.
You've heard of HD radio, and you've heard of HD TV. This is
HD.
What are you doing here?
This hour of the Jimmy Z Show is also heard on
the Planet Z Network, 405media.com, Right Talk Radio, Net Talk World, Ghost Fighter Radio, Red State Talk Radio, Pundit Press Radio, Talk Stream Live, KTFL 1620 AM, Open Arms Ministry Radio, Automatic, WTSA Internet Radio, Calgary Nation Radio, and TalkSuperstation.com.
Jimmy? You are the new coffee generation.
And now, nationwide, Boss Talk Radio KJZS presents the Jimmy Z Show.
A lot of things about me you don't know anything about. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand. Things you shouldn't understand.
Hi, everybody!
Hello, my friends, and welcome. Jimmy Z, the Big Jimmy Z Show, right here at thejimmyzshow.com. If you want to contact the show for any reason whatsoever, the email address is jz@thejimmyzshow.com. And if you want to call and record your comments for playback on the next day's show, that number is 714-905-9591. And here we go with another Big Jimmy Z Weekend Show. Now, as far as the work situation goes, the work is great. I enjoy the work. I always have. Sitting at a computer with AutoCAD is almost like playing a video game. Well, I mean, I don't play video games, but, you know, it's colorful. And it's I'm trying to tell you all the things I like about it, but I really do. It's eye candy. And so I enjoy doing it. It's very closely related. It's like mathematical graphic arts, kind of. It's not that great, but yeah, you know, some people are attracted to certain kinds of computer work, and I enjoy it very much. But I've got to tell you, I miss doing the show so freaking much, and I was so tired on Thursday and Friday, I didn't even do a daily commentary, and that's got to stop. I have got to do at least four daily commentaries during the week, and I've decided I'm going to give myself 1 day a week when I've really put in a long day and I'm tired, to take one day off. But I figure if I'm doing four a week, that's pretty darn good. And I should have done one last night, but I didn't. And what I was going to talk about last night for the Friday daily commentary that I never got to was the update on the big U.S. flag rally in Morgan Hill, California, outside of Live Oak High School. That's going to be on Monday, the 5th of May. I'm not saying Cinco de Mayo. I mean, I just said it, but I'm not using that term for the 5th of May anymore. I'm done. Because it means now it invokes too much anti-Americanism. Anti-American flag. You can't fly the American flag on the 5th of May? Get out of here. And a kid going to high school on the 5th of May cannot wear a t-shirt that celebrates the United States of America, where all these kids live? All the kids who are celebrating the 5th of May? Kiss my ass. This is not, look, freedom of speech is not limited on the 5th of May. You don't have less freedom of speech on one day a year because it might upset some people who are here taking advantage of all the great things in America. And they're upset because you're wearing an American flag on the 5th of May? Get away from me. I'm wearing the flag. I'm flying the flag. I'm going to do any damn thing I want on the 5th of May because I have freedom of speech 365 days a year. So I was contacted a number of weeks ago by one of the organizers of this rally in front of Live Oak High School in Morgan Hill, California. And I hope anyone who can be there is going to be there. Now, because I'm working, I'm not sure I'm going to be there. And it's a shame, but I've got to be honest, I need the work. And I would have to take off. I would have to drive up there on Sunday, the 4th of May. And then I would be there on Monday morning, the 5th of May. And there's I'm going to go into some details here about how many people can be there. And the city has rules in place already about gatherings of over 50 people. That anyway, I would drive up there on Sunday, be there on Monday for the morning rally, and then there's going to be some kind of secondary rally. If it's a group of, I think it's going to be, if they can work it out, a group of people on bikes, you know, Harley Davidsons and whatnot, and cars driving around the city waving the American flag. And I think that's cool too. So those two things are going to happen. And then I would drive back on Tuesday morning and I would return to the work that I'm doing on Wednesday. And I just don't know if I can. It's too soon to be jumping out and saying, see ya. So I'm playing it by ear. And I've also got some other things that need to be paid for before I pay for all the gas to get up there and back. And for a night, well, two nights in a hotel. That's going to be at least $30. All right, so anyway, let's have a look at what's happening up there. This is the latest information from Morgan Hill, California, about the upcoming 5th of May U.S. flag rally. And I'm reading this from some exclusive information I acquired and posted at Patriot Action Network. Things are getting very heated up now in Morgan Hill, California, where the upcoming U.S. flag rally is to be held outside of Live Oak High School this coming 5th of May, 2014. There is a group of counter-flag rally protesters who call themselves We the People, Morgan Hill. Yeah, We the People. And I'm going to talk about that Facebook page as well, because they've got a picture of the Constitution and all this crap, and yet their goal is to shut down the U.S. flag rally on the public sidewalk outside of the high school. So they're talking about this as if they believe in the Constitution and they believe in diversity and they believe in free speech, but they are attempting to shut down the free speech of the patriotic group. And now I don't have proof of this, because these people hide who they really are, but I would be very surprised if racist groups like La Raza were not involved. But all of this sounds like the tactics of La Raza and the Reconquista crowd, the Hispanic groups that want to take back California in the name of Mexico. Because Mexico is so great, of course, and California would be better off if it was part of Mexico, according to these people. Anyway, so they have a Facebook page, and we're going to talk about this. And it says here that they are turning this whole free speech rally into a mess. Apparently, there are some rather negative remarks on some conservative social network sites. And the counter flag rally protesters, that's the Hispanic groups, are claiming that organizers of the rally are responsible for whatever these people are saying on social networks. They've been advised that the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots are not associated with the remarks or the websites. And now you see why it's so important to be measured and to be reasonable in what you say and what you type on the internet. Because if you say something, if you type something that can possibly be construed as being hateful, the left will use it against you and try to make people who all these people want to do is stand there and fly the American flag on the 5th of May outside of the high school where all this controversy started, because the high school back in 2010 told four kids that they could not wear T-shirts with the American flag on the 5th of May. And that's a clear violation of their freedom of speech. Because once again, in America, on the 5th of May, you don't have less freedom of speech than any other day of the year. So I do think that this horrible decision by the Ninth Circuit Court, which has a record of making horrible decisions, is going to be overturned. But in the meantime, this group gets together and says, look, why don't we go outside the high school and fly the American flag? No, you can't do that. That's hate speech now. The Hispanic groups will tell you that flying the American flag on Cinco de Mayo, on the 5th of May is somehow racist. So let me get back to the article here. So these groups, the Hispanic groups, have been told that the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots are not associated with any of the remarks or the websites where some of these controversial things were posted. The organizers of the rally have stated publicly on their website and also at the Morgan Hill School Board that the group is going to hold a peaceful rally. All they're going to do is stand there and wave the American flag and smile. And thank you, Nancy Pelosi. That's it. That's all they're going to do. Not a big deal. The Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots have stated publicly that they plan to respect the city ordinance that has a limit of 50 people who will be allowed to rally with them. Now, honestly, I think there's going to be a lot more than 50 people who show up. I think there could be 250. I think there might be 500. I think there's an outside chance that 1,000 people could show up. Because, you know, I'm considering driving up from Los Angeles. That's a good 7-hour poke. And I know some people who are thinking about driving down from the Bay Area, driving down from Oregon, and driving across from Nevada. And so who knows what's going to happen up there. Now, there are ways to work this out, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but it's going to be a very interesting day, and the news media is going to be there. Here's a report from the NBC affiliate in San Francisco.
New at 6, it's a renewed fight over free speech in Morgan Hill. This made national headlines, you might recall, a few years back. And now, again, Live Oak High School is in the news. It centers around its students and the upcoming Cinco de Mayo celebration. NBC Bay Area's Marianne Favreau is in Morgan Hill this evening with this new development in this controversial debate. Marianne.
That's right. Well, the district is concerned because, Raj, there could be as many as 3 different groups voicing their opinions in front of Live Oak High School in Morgan Hill come Cinco de Mayo. And that could lead to a lot of tension, which is why the district is already talking with Morgan Hill police about how to keep students safe.
We want back! We Student protests at Live Oak High School in Morgan Hill drew national attention in 2010 following an incident where four students were asked to remove or turn inside out the American flag T-shirts they wore on Cinco de Mayo. Last month, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a federal judge's ruling that school officials acted appropriately, a decision the president of the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots Club strongly disagrees with.
We were shocked, frankly, that the court would even consider silencing one group and not another. Under our Constitution, the First Amendment gives all of us rights to freedom of speech.
Georgine Scott Cordiga says that's one reason she and as many as 50 members of her group plan to protest in front of Live Oak High School this Cinco de Mayo.
We're planning a rally, a flag rally, to exercise our freedom of speech under the First Amendment. We want to support the boys, the students that were denied their freedom of speech.
She says her group is planning a peaceful protest here that will not disrupt classes. But the Morgan Hill Unified School District is preparing for possible confrontations from other groups and plan to beef up security on May 5th.
We've had several meetings with the police and city officials, and we're having some more. In the meantime, we're also preparing the staff at the school site to on what they can expect after our discussions with the different leaders of the groups that plan the demonstrations or the rallies.
He says the number one goal is to keep students safe. He also says they may even learn a lesson about acceptance.
The students will be allowed to wear whatever shirts they want to wear on that day.
Right now, the school board is meeting, and tonight some parents are expected to attend to voice their concerns about what the district will be doing to keep their sons and daughters safe on May 5th. Reporting live in Morgan Hill, Marianne Favreau, NBC Bay Area News.
Marianne, thank you. Here's another look at what led up to this flag debate in Morgan Hill. Administrators at Live Oak High sent students home for wearing the American flag T-shirts. This was on Cinco de Mayo of 2010. In 2011, a federal judge in San Francisco sided with the school, saying campus officials acted properly. That leads us to last month. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that judge's ruling.
All right, that's the report from Morgan Hill. And there's a couple of good things in there. One is that if you noticed, the man they talked to from the school district said that any student is going to be allowed to wear any shirt that day, which is great. That's a step in the right direction. And the other thing they talked about is it sounds like everybody's going to be allowed to rally, which is fine. But if trouble starts, it's not coming from the Patriot group. It's not going to come from the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots. It's going to come from the Hispanic groups, because that's what they're going to try to incite something violent, something angry, screaming, whatever. And I don't think that the U.S. flag rally people are going to respond at all. I think they're going to stand there and wave the flag and smile and be patriots in good standing. It says here further at Patriot Action Network that this group appears to be trying to stop this free speech rally. That's the Hispanic group. There was an article in the local paper confirming that they are planning a counter-protest. And I've got that article here. Parent plans counter-rally to Patriots American flag rally for the 5th of May. Demonstrations will be in response to the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots plans, according to this organizer. Now, I want to point something out here that is so obvious I shouldn't have to say it. But the fact is, if you have a group of people, this happens to be the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots, but it could be anyone. It could be Joe Blow and the Hooey Kaflooeys. It doesn't matter who it is. If a group is getting together and they are planning a U.S. flag rally, if another group gets together and plans a counter-protest, isn't that group against flying the American flag? Of course it is. If my group, if my rally is pro-America and pro-free speech and pro-the U.S. flag, then any counter-protest is, by default, anti-America and anti-free speech and anti-the U.S. flag. So I don't think there's any question about who's who in this battle, who the Patriots are, and who the anti-American people are. Oh, let's see here. Again, this article is at the Gilroy Dispatch. It starts with an update. The Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots president said the 5th of May flag run being promoted on the Patriot Action Network website is not being organized by the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots. I'm not sure what that is. Let me see. See, they don't even have a link to whatever that is. I'm not sure. The run, the drive, or whatever it's going to be, is supposed to be a group of people on motorcycles and in cars driving through town for about 45 minutes, and that's it. And it's not being organized by this particular group. It's being organized by another group. It says here that her group has only organized a peaceful rally for the morning of May 5th. She also wants to make clear that the violent images and/or statements being shared by others were not made or written by anyone in the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots. Now, I'm not sure what they're talking about because I've gone through some of the comments on my page where I posted a video commentary about all of this about a month ago. And there are some comments there that I'm not especially fond of, but I don't see any violent images or anything racist or statements that are especially controversial. But apparently, according to this article, there's a link somewhere on Patriot Action Network that has something to do with the flag run. And I don't have a link for that. There is no link to any such organizing page. The House of Thunder Harley-Davidson owner Dan Stern confirmed that the House of Thunder has no affiliation with the Patriots Guard or any other political group and is not sponsoring any event. Okay, so now we get to the article. Listen, this is amazing, and I realize I'm spending a lot of time on this, but this is going to be a big story. You're going to hear about this all across the country, I think. One Morgan Hill parent has taken to Facebook to gather momentum for a counter May 5th rally with a message of unity among all in response to the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots 5th of May American flag rally planned in front of Live Oak High School. So apparently Juan Lopez, a 46-year-old attorney up there in Morgan Hill, said he is setting up a Facebook account, We the People MH, to unify the community after reading many hateful message board comments on the Patriots website. And I think they are confusing the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots with comments on Patriot Action Network. And again, I'm not sure where these comments are coming from, but the American flag is the ultimate unifier. For anyone to say that flying the American flag on the 5th of May is about disunity, does not understand the founding of this nation. So this guy Lopez, who is, by the way, let's go back to 2010. Who created this dissension and discord? Well, that would be the Hispanic students who threatened the kids who showed up for high school that day on the 5th of May in American flag t-shirts. Not the people who are the citizens of the United States who are proud of flying the flag and have every right to wear a shirt with the American flag any day of the year, even on the 5th of May. So this guy Lopez is setting up a counter-protest, anti-American flag, anti-free speech, and he's calling it unity, respect, and peace. He said, I needed to get the word out there. Social media is a way to bring people together. My concern is the safety of the kids. Look, the kids are going to be safe. There's nothing unsafe about kids showing up at school and seeing 50 people or so flying the American flag and smiling. That's what they're going to see. They're not going to be, nobody's going to hit them over the head with an American flag baseball bat. The Live Oak High School parent said he plans to voice his concerns about the Patriots rally to the Morgan Hill Unified School Board meeting on April 15th. And that's already come and gone. And I've got some audio from that. But again, this illustrates how dangerous it is for conservatives to write stupid crap on the internet that becomes ammunition for people like this Lopez character to use against us. And again, it doesn't matter that this is a completely different website and these are completely different people than the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots group. It doesn't matter because they are all conservatives and this guy is going to use whatever he can to get this U.S. flag rally shut down. They are actually trying to get an injunction to shut down this U.S. flag rally outside the high school. Lopez said that while he respects the constitutional rights to peacefully assemble and wave the American flag, the venue chosen by the Patriots, in front of Live Oak High School at the time students will be arriving and leaving school, is inappropriate. Well, let me correct this. The reason it's inappropriate in the mind of Lopez is that it's happening on the 5th of May. And that's a big Hispanic holiday of some kind. And it really isn't. But they think it is. And it's a very important day and they don't want to see the American flag on the 5th of May. That's what he's about. That's why he's throwing a conniption here. The Patriots president, however, said that her group's rally will be peaceful and non-disruptive to school. She said the reason for assembling in front of Live Oak High School is to make a statement that they do not agree with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that Live Oak High School officials took proper action on that fateful 2010 5th of May. According to Lopez, he's going to have two rallies. One starts at 7:30, another at 2:30 p.m., and they coincide with what the Patriots have planned. Now, as far as I understand, the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots have one rally, and that is in the morning, and that's it. They're not going to rally again at the high school when it's time for the students to leave. So who's causing trouble here? It's Lopez. He's trying to cause a big stink, and he wants to make it a battle between two sides, and that is his tactic toward having the whole thing shut down. Lopez said, quote, "We the people, MH, that's for Morgan Hill, want to spread unity, respect, and peace among all Americans." Yeah. "Everyone is welcome. Come wave your flag with us. No one will be turned away. This is a day to say no to hate, prejudice, and discrimination. It's a day to celebrate what makes America great, diversity and freedom." Diversity. So I wouldn't be surprised if some homos showed up. Some LGBT people waving the rainbow flag. Lopez also instructed the 83 followers on his Facebook page, which is not a big number, to contact Morgan Hill Mayor Steve Tate, Morgan Hill Unified School District Superintendent Steve Batondo, Police Chief David Swing, and school board trustees with concerns over allowing the American flag rally in front of the local high school. So he's setting up his rally, and he's trying to get the other rally shut down. Email these people. Contact all of these people at the city and at the school board and tell them, "Oh, we're really concerned about people waving the American flag on the 5th of May. That's really bad. That could cause trouble. It may making people angry, and they're going to have a riot because the American flag is out there." Oh, God, I can barely stand it. He said, "We should be very concerned, and so should the mayor, the police chief, the superintendent, the board of trustees, and all parents with kids at Live Oak High School." He thinks they're going to be in danger because the American flag is being waved. So there's more information there, and you can check it out if you want to. Now I'm going back to the information I posted at Patriot Action Network. Okay, so now I'm going to pick some audio out from this video on YouTube. It runs about 30 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But there was a Morgan Hill school board meeting, and there were many angry people there demanding that the school district violate individuals' constitutional rights of freedom of speech by silencing the pro-American flag protesters and keeping them from rallying in front of the school, saying that they are inciting violence. This should be a lesson to those who made the remarks on social networks, where these people can use those remarks against rally organizers. People should refrain from remarks that are counterproductive to all in the conservative movement. And I agree 1,000%. Now, I only know who one of these people are. Which way would you say that? I only know who one of these people is. Or, I only know who one of these people are. I only know who one of the people... I only know the name of one person. there's a bunch of people commenting here at this school board meeting about their concern for the safety of children with all these American patriots flying the flag and smiling and standing there and waving at cars as they go by. This is putting our kids in danger.
We cannot allow a bunch of outsiders complete freedom to disrupt the school and our parents and jeopardize our students, come up with signs that basically value one message over another. What is the district doing about it? We don't know yet. What is the community going to do about it? We don't know that either. What's happening is that we are very concerned about the fact that we have a bunch of adults that are going to walk and rally in front of our schools while our parents and our kids are being dropped off, not with a message of unity, cohesiveness, and working together with a message that has the opposite. We believe that we need to find a way to get a message to the community that we value diversity, that we value cohesiveness, just like those kids in 2010 that marched after that incident. They were courageous. They were courageous. They decided to walk down and walk, and they paraded from Live Oak, went all the way to downtown, and those kids of all ethnic groups got together and they sent out a clear message to the community. We are a coherent group. We value each other and we're not gonna let anybody divide us. And that is the message that we really should be thinking about, how we're gonna give that message to the community. Because so far I have heard nothing or very little coming out from the district as to how they're gonna resolve or how what kind of leadership they're gonna put. I don't care how the message gets out, but we do need to get something out besides whatever police act, the police are going to be there. We need something more. We need to be like those courageous kids that came together and marched downtown.
Okay, I love the way that guy said, we cannot allow outsiders, outsiders, to come and fly the American flag. Outsiders. Just who are the outsiders that we're talking about here? Could it be people who are in this country illegally and who are very upset when they see the American flag on the 5th of May? I think so. I think that is more about outsiders than American citizens who might decide to drive up from Los Angeles or down from the states of Oregon and Washington or across from Nevada or wherever people might come from. Outsiders.
What we do now, and I like a lot of programs are doing, finally, they're dealing with the root causes, not the politics. I could care less if anyone wants to wave a flag. We could all wave flags, who cares? But my problem is why do they do that in front of the school, stretching the kids out? You know, we'll do that someplace else, we'll go join them, who cares? But, you know, let the kids go to school and stop taking all that negativity out there, because we can show up there too and wave our flags, and then what? What's going to get done? So that's how I look at it. You know, take it someplace else, we'll do it somewhere else, leave the kids alone.
Go someplace else. A little hard to hear that guy. Go someplace else and leave the kids alone. Don't show the kids that you're flying the American flag on the 5th of May. That's terrible. Don't put the kids through that. Oh, no. We can't have the kids seeing the American flag and seeing how patriotic some people are. And I love how these people are saying, well, you know, you can have your free speech rights, but not in front of the high school. That's no good. We can't have any free speech. We can't have any American flag flying in front of a public high school on the 5th of May. Here's another clip.
I just found out about this rally that's going to be taking place on May 5th in front of the high school. I'm very concerned for the safety of our students and the faculty.
I'm very concerned for the safety of the children, he says. Because supposedly they're concerned about the comments that were posted on another website that has nothing to do with the rally organizers or the people who are going to be there waving the American flag. He's concerned about the safety of the students who might see the American flag flying on the 5th of May.
Because I checked on the groups that are doing this, and I heard these cries of anger at me. I spent 45 of my 60 years fighting against this kind of mentality and injustice. I've marched with Cesar Chavez. I've seen the face of anger right here. I've been threatened. My life has been threatened.
Did you catch that? This guy has marched with Cesar Chavez. All right, so he's a big Hispanic activist. And I don't get any kind of sense of patriotism or pride in being an American or appreciation for what the American flag stands for. And there's a bunch more of what he's saying here. We're going to continue. I'm interrupting him, but I want you to pay attention and listen. If you can hear anything about this guy who is proud to be an American.
I know what these shouts feel like. I know what these students are going to feel when they're being called wetbacks and when you're told to go back where they came from. Believe it or not, I dress like this and I'm still told to go back to where I came from. How American can I get? Right? But these people don't see this. All they see is hate, division. They don't like what they see, so they want to destroy it. In my opinion, they're ignorant. Ignorance is not a bad thing. Ignorance just means you don't know. But ignorance breeds fear. Fear feeds anger and hatred.
Okay, I've got to interrupt again. He's talking about people being called wetbacks and all this other crap. I don't know anybody who uses that word. Anyone. The people who are flying the American flag at Live Oak High School on the 5th of May are not going to be calling kids wetbacks as they're walking into class. This is not about race. This is about freedom of speech. This is about a high school who said that the kids who are wearing or displaying the Mexican flag are able to on Cinco de Mayo, I did it again, are able to on the 5th of May, but the kids, the four kids who showed up in American flag shirts were told that they cannot do that. They were denied their freedom of speech. That's what this is about. It has nothing to do with this guy being Hispanic. The reason some people are saying, and I've looked at comments and I see comments, and I've probably said the same thing myself in previous commentaries about this. If you are not proud to be an American, if you are not proud of the American flag, if you are not if you are not thankful for what America has done for you and your family, maybe you should go back. If you think Mexico is a better place, maybe you should go back. If you want the state of California to be reconquered by Mexico, maybe you should go back if it's such a great place. If you're not thankful to be here, if you don't realize that the opportunities here in America are so much better than where you came from, maybe you should go back. That's what people are talking about when they say that.
These people choose to be not ignorant anymore, because after you know you're ignorant and you choose not to learn, then you become stupid and mean-spirited.
Okay, I want to be clear. He's calling people stupid and mean-spirited just because he disagrees with them. Just because they want to fly the American flag in front of the school on the 5th of May.
These people choose to be not ignorant anymore, because after you know you're ignorant and you choose not to learn, then you become stupid and mean-spirited and unhuman. We're all brothers and sisters. And it is my concern that these kids and the faculty are in danger. I am totally for freedom of speech. Everyone has a right to speak their mind, but not at the expense of the safety and welfare of others, especially the young people. I look around here, I see all these young faces. I applaud all of you. You are our future. I want you to live long, longer than I will, and be the leaders, and stop this craziness. Ladies and gentlemen, this distinguished board, please do what you have to do to move these people to another location. I'm not saying don't let them assemble. Sure, that's their American right. But not in front of the school, not endangering our students and faculty. Put them in a park. Please, I urge you to seriously consider what may happen. I know as a young man, even though CESAF preached nonviolence, I did confess to CESAF that I had to break that rule one time. I was so angry that I did lash out.
Okay, he just admitted that at some kind of rally or function or protest, he got angry and he lashed out. All right, that's on him. If there is a protest, if there is this flag rally and something goes wrong, we're going to see who it is that went off the rails. And I guarantee you, if anything goes wrong, and I'm not saying there is, it could be a very peaceful rally on both sides. And it should be. But I guarantee you, if there's trouble, it's not going to be coming from the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots.
Lucky it wasn't serious, but I broke that rule. And since that moment, I vowed not to do that ever again. And I would hate to see our young people face this danger. And the question then comes down to all of you. Are you prepared to take the responsibility if this is allowed to happen and one of our kids or faculty does get injured seriously? Are you prepared to accept that responsibility and liability? Please, folks. Please. Let's move them to another location. That's all I ask. Let them say what they wish, but not in front of our kids and not in danger. Thank you very much.
All right. Let the people fly the flag. Let them have their free speech rights, just not on the public sidewalk in front of the school on the 5th of May. We don't want our kids to see those American flags. We don't want our kids going to high school and seeing patriotism on display. That's what this is about. This is not about safety. There's nothing unsafe about flying the American flag, having 50 people show up flying the American flag on Monday morning, the 5th of May. The reason this is so offensive to the Cesar Chavez worshiper here is that the flag is being flown on Cinco de Mayo. Holy crap. Okay, I've got somebody else here.
When I became aware of what the Patriots were preparing to do in front of Live Oak High School, I became concerned. Not because I disagree with the right to assemble, not because I disagree with the right to wave their flag. I carry the flag with me. I have a flag in front of my house.
You know, I love how all of these people are saying the same thing, that they are not against free speech rights. They acknowledge that people have the right to assembly, to fly the American flag, and to peacefully protest, but not in front of our high school, not on the 5th of May. That's amazing to me. They're all saying the same thing. Oh, yeah, we totally get the freedom of speech thing, just not today and not in front of the high school.
I'm U.S. born, raised in this country, but I'm bicultural and I'm biracial. And I take offense to people who hate other people because of what they look like. My other concern is the reaction that I've seen so far. And the reaction that I've seen so far is dismissive of what these Patriots are bringing to our community. Quoting one of the police officers of the city, He says, the biggest safety concern for us is if they do congregate out in the roadway, causing pedestrian traffic issues. The other quote I have is from one of the board members, or actually the superintendent. He dismissed any questions of safety. Safety with people up front. Do you have any information that these people are going to be dangerous? I do. I do have that information.
He believes that the people who want to fly the American flag on the 5th of May have a desire to endanger people. Wow. They will say anything to get this rally shut down because there is nothing more offensive at this high school, especially now that they are so excited about the fact that they won this big Ninth Circuit Court ruling and that the kids who showed up with the American flag shirts were denied their freedom of expression. They love that because it was the American flag on the 5th of May. They're so happy about this. They do not want to see the American flag displayed proudly by 50 people outside the high school on the 5th of May. On Cinco de Mayo.
When you go to the block side of these patriots that they call themselves, you'll read posting after posting of hate, of venom, of disgust, of people who do not believe in what they believe in, of people who do not look like them, of people who they designated as non-Americans. This is what they say. And this is a posting that is connected to the patriots of Gilroy and Morgan Hill. These are links to their website, to their Facebook site. You know what? Bring the riots. Bring the riots on. We're ready. Let them riot. Patriots need target practice.
What the hell is he talking about? This guy is completely unhinged.
It comes to a point in time to put up or shut up. From what I see, it appears more than a few Americans want to respond like Americans, and you define Americans how you wish. If it comes to violent confrontation, maybe those Mexicans will remember what happened at the Alamo. A few thousand Mexicans put to sleep. I'll bet the farm on the resisting Americans and some weaning business bikers. Just wish I could be there to burn some Mexican flags. Those are the people that call themselves patriots that are going to peacefully rally in front of our school. I say no. I say you have an obligation to protect our children. Demand that they go somewhere else because this is offensive.
Wow. Demand that they go somewhere else because this is offensive. Do you get that? He keeps talking. He let the truth out. He keeps saying, all these people keep saying how they're concerned about the safety of the kids and the kids might be unsafe. They're supposed to be able to go to school without having to see the American flag. And then he let the truth out.
Demand that they go somewhere else because this is offensive.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Demand that they go somewhere else because this is offensive. Quash their freedom of speech. Because this is offensive. It's the 5th of May. The American flag is offensive. Don't allow these people to gather in front of the high school and fly the American flag in the United States of America on Cinco de Mayo because it is offensive. This guy spoke the truth. He probably didn't mean to. He's probably sorry that it came out of his mouth. But he wants this rally shut down because he, as a Hispanic person, is offended at the idea that the American flag would fly on Cinco de Mayo. I have to apologize. I had hoped to get all of the audio in on this hour. But you're going to have to listen to the beginning of side two so that you can hear the president of the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots speak at this meeting of the school board. And she is very well spoken and tells it like it is. And she gets interrupted None of these people got interrupted once. She was interrupted twice. So anyway, it's the big Jimmy Z weekend blowout, and we continue on side two.